So we're at your shop yesterday.
Yep.
And I bring Jimmy Brown,
the lineman.
The old lineman, defensive tackle, offensive guard. He's just a big man.
Yeah.
And you guys are talking, and I'm perusing around, and I go by the auction racks, okay, because you put set aside stuff on auction. And there were some magazines, Frank. Okay, Frank? Let's just say magazines that you used to find in the garbage as a kid that were very enlightening. Rhymes with Playboy magazines, okay, from the 90s. So I'm just like, oh, I remember these, right? Back in my youth, okay? So I just wanted to make, I hadn't picked up a Playboy in probably 30 years, 40 years. Flip through the pages.
Like 30, 40 minutes. We were at breakfast together.
Okay, well, it's radio, okay? Just go with it. It's how you sell it. And I'm flipping through the pages, and there were women that would take pictures naked who had pubic hair. I just wanted to throw that out there. Back in the 80s and 90s, it was still there. It's a thing. It was a thing. I don't know what's happening now because they don't make those magazines anymore, at least from what I'm told. 312-981-7200. But interesting things you find at junk luggers. At Whale Barrel, I would have picked up a Whale Barrel. Couldn't get it in my car. I'd have to bring my wife's.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What's a Whale Barrel?
Wheelbarrow. I'm sure we'll hear that.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm sure we'll hear that in a rejoin eventually. I'm sure Benny's marking this. A wheelbarrow.
Barrow.
A wheelbarrow. Because I schlep stuff in my backyard. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you're looking. Like I work out. I'm pretty in shape.
I think your wife and kids do all the work.
Please. And then they buy it for me to schlep it in the back. So a good wheelbarrow would be...
Call it a schlep cart.
A schlep cart.
Thank you.
All right. So I'll be going back out there. I got a ladder. I sent a picture of Bob of his ladder fully extended. And I did not break my neck. Yes. It was one of the... Yes.
Was it a big ladder?
It was a big ladder. I did some work on that.
Reached
ladder.
A lot of places.
Yeah.
All right, Robert, let's go.
All right.
What are we talking about today, my friend?
Well, let's talk about what realtors have to worry about, right? So we're working with their clients. There's always last-minute situations, and they call in one of our competitors or ourselves to come and give them a quote. Need to get it done. And they start the job and then come back at the end. Oh, I'm sorry. It's actually going to cost a little more today. Well, that's a big thing for us. And I think it's something I want to make sure all realtors know up front is ask for that price up front.
And you're talking like a bait and switch, right? So Absolutely. They say, hey, I'll come in and do this for $200. And all of a sudden, they're in the middle of it. You're stuck using them. And they say, you know what? I didn't mean $200. I mean $2,000.
Yes. I literally this past week met with a realtor. And that's the story I received. Was, I wish I would have known you guys were around. We had a company come in. They quoted us $800. And at the end, it ended up being $2,200.
Yeah.
That's a big switch.
How do you do that? I mean, how do you make a quote? And at what given point would you add money? Or do you not do it? You give a quote and you honor it.
We are, once that quote's there, it's done.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's, now, caveat. If they come in and say, oh, by the way, we're going to add 50 other things.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's different. You know, I get
while you're here, can you do the basement with the $700?
That is a what we call in construction a legitimate change order. You're asking for more, so it's going to cost more.
Yeah. So, you know, there are plenty of times where we've taken it and lost a little bit of money there because we underquoted it. And that's on us, right? But it's so important for both realtors and their clients and our clients to know, this is what's going to cost me at most, right? You don't really don't want to, because they don't want to worry about anything else. They want to, hey, it's done. Great. Wonderful. Let's just go forward.
They want their stuff out of the way.
And quickly.
Quickly. And you know what? A lot of our listeners know that there's an expense to get that truck there. You've got two guys on the truck. Sometimes you got to call in a second. Sometimes you got to call in a third. Sometimes you got to call in backup labor. Right? You need some extra brute force to get that refrigerator out of the basement, to get the pool table out, to get the piano out, whatever it is out there.
Yep.
Two guys, you could do it, but they'll be in traction for the rest of their lives, and they'll be in the hospital having hernia operations.
Right.
You know, you've got the safety of your employees in mind as well.
That's right. That 600-pound tub with Jeremy.
Yes.
That we helped with.
Right.
But yeah, so that's, you know, there's obviously making sure you're getting a feel for what it's going to cost. And then even when you get your cost, you're going to ask, well, how big is the truck? Because oftentimes in our industry, they say, oh, it's three trucks, or it's two trucks, or it's a half truck. Well, your pickup truck is maybe smaller than my pickup truck, because we did talk about size earlier, right? So that matters. And so when we have that bigger...
For the record, my truck's bigger.
That's right. And for that pickup truck, right, or that truck, the volume... So really what you should be asking is, what's the cost for the volume? Like, what's the per cubic yard cost? And then do your shopping.
Right.
Right. And then also ask, where does it go? What are you going to do with the things that you've taken?
It was interesting being at your shop, right? You had the trucks being unloaded at the far end, right?
Yep.
We exited your shop. And plus, you're having a sale tomorrow. You're having a warehouse sale we got to promote.
On Sunday, yeah.
On Sunday. Well, that's tomorrow. Yeah, it's tomorrow. It's Saturday. Right. So it's tomorrow. And you've got everything lined up from furniture and chair. It's unbelievable. It's like going to a garage sale. It's unbelievable. It's all laid out. Are the Playboys for sale in the back?
They are.
Okay. Abdul Frank might want to get out there.
You're excited now, aren't you?
No, I've already been through them. They're high quality and they're in good shape. At least now they are, or they were. So that's the sort of stuff when you come in to your shop, you've got the unloading going on, you've got the sorting going on, and then it works its way to the auction table that you've got there, auction section, and then into your showroom, for lack of a better term.
That's right.
Where you got vinyl there, vinyl records. I mean, it's unbelievable what you got going on there.
Yeah, it's really, you know, for us and part of our mission, it's a shame to throw anything away that still has life. And it's a part of our green mission. So we want to make sure that we are keeping things out of landfill. So we go through every process possible, donate, sell, auction, whatever it takes to repurpose. That's what we do. And David, in the warehouse, you unfortunately didn't see, or maybe you did when you arrived, the Wings truck had rolled out.
Oh, I missed
that. Right? They were there. They were picking up all the clothes. So we're working with a lot of charities.
What's Wings for our listeners that don't know?
So Wings is an organization that is there to help families, women specifically for domestic violence.
Okay.
And so
you supply them with materials they need to reestablish themselves.
That's cool.
Furniture and chairs.
And we do that with a lot of organizations.
Good.
So and again, like I said, any which way to repurpose, the warehouse is there. We want to make sure we get things in people's hands again.
Phone number, website.
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865 or junkluggers.com. And then our store has a website, which is remixmarketchicago.com. And that's both located at 425 Airport Road in Elgin. Tomorrow, 11 to 2 is our big warehouse sale.